This is Fresh Air. Singer Cassandra Wilson grew up in Jackson, Mississippi, listening to jazz and Motown, but she also studied classical piano. When she was in college, she started performing, singing folk songs and accompanying herself on the guitar. Then she got into the bebop of Charlie Parker and singer Betty Carter and began sitting in at jazz clubs. Wilson's now one of the most successful young singers in jazz. But jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Wilson still likes to mix styles, and music that's hard to pigeonhole can also be hard to market.
On my way, my way, my way, my way, back there again. Back to the warm spot in the middle of.
It's no secret that jazz musicians sometimes take creative direction from their record companies, or that those companies often nudge artists in the direction of pop-oriented music. Singer Cassandra Wilson's previous album was straight-ahead jazz. Her new one dabbles in pop and funk. But this time, the old story has a new twist. The record company wanted her to make the jazz album, and she wanted to make the funky one. But don't congratulate the corporation for altruism or accuse her of selling out. Things aren't quite that simple.
Blue skies looking at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. My blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue birds from now on.
Cassandra Wilson's previous album, Blue Skies, a set of standard tunes recorded with an acoustic trio, was Billboard magazine's best-selling jazz album of 1989. It sold a lot better than Wilson's earlier records, which featured her own compositions. She deserved to hit it big. To my ears, she's the best young jazz singer around by far. Blue Skies was conceived by the folks at JMT, the label Wilson records for. It's distributed by the industry mega-giant PolyGram. The record was pretty easy to market, partly because its concept was clear-cut. Young jazz singer shows off her roots by doing classic material. The company would have been happy to have her repeat the formula, but her new album, Jump World, is something else.
Why don't you jump to Jump World, things jump into another reality? Why don't you jump to Jump World, things jump into another reality?
Let's go, we don't have much time, but I'ma take you in this rhyme to a place where you can live in bliss. With a groove that moves like this, cause
I'll let you imagine what the folks who got into Wilson because she sings standards are going to make of that. The music she wrote or co-wrote for Jump World ranges from that rap cut to a tender love song and covers a lot of ground in between. Wilson's part of a crowd of young black jazz musicians from Brooklyn, including Steve Coleman and Jerry Allen, who are trying to reconnect jazz with African-American pop music. That's a praiseworthy goal. If you think these musicians are selling out, let me tell you, none of their funk records have gone platinum. Wilson has an edge over most of her Brooklyn comrades because she can write a catchier tune. We'll overlook that rap number, which isn't even good rap.
She moves along the city streets as if no one would dare. Follow the path that she has chosen to take her anywhere. She walks beneath city lights, no other way, until she captures every eye and makes the pavement sway. Woman on the edge, something to behold, her happiness is simple and clear, like a spot of shade or a bottle.
Cassandra Wilson's song Woman on the Edge is a lot more limber than jazz funk usually is. One thing she gets from the great jazz singers who preceded her is a sense of rhythmic ease. She never tries to slay you, and she never gets shrill. Her voice has a sultry quality she has the good sense to capitalize on.
We speak in separate words. We love in different colors.
is a mystery to me.
In contrast with that love lyric, Jump World includes an old-fashioned protest song called Domination Switch. It takes a swipe at a couple of President Bush's favorite catchphrases.
Kind and gentle, huh. What is that? Some starving, you get fat. You might think 1,000 points of light will save this situation. No, no.
I'd like those funky horn parts. Is Jump World the album that'll break Wilson through to a non-jazz audience? Probably not, but at least it has a shot. Her record company is pushing it, something record companies don't always do with quote-unquote difficult product. But Jump World is proving hard to market, precisely because it jumps all over the place.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Cassandra Wilson's Jump World on the JMT label.
I felt you move beyond the stratosphere. I searched my mind, but couldn't find you there.
This is Fresh Air.